Welcome to Another Day with Jesus, a daily devotional and encouraging podcast from Pastor Bridgie. We are committed to bring you God's heart and help you to be intimate with Jesus.
Good morning, my dear friend. Welcome to this amazing new day. The Lord wants to remind you one more time that He is still in control, that He is still ruling and reigning over your life. In fact, you're not the only one that He is providing for, that He is caring for, that He is in charge over. He is in charge of the whole universe, the whole known and unknown world. He is still in charge. He still rules and reigns from heaven above. The Bible says in Psalm 148, verse 5, "Let every created thing give praise to the Lord." Do you believe that you are created? Do you believe that your circumstances, the elements that go into forming your circumstances, are also created by God? Do you believe that even demons that persecute you, demons that torture you, demons that try to stop your growth, that try to stop your blessings, even they are created by the Lord? And so here is a scripture that says, "Let every created thing give praise to the Lord," which means when you declare this over your circumstances is going to align itself up for you in such a manner that your life will now bring out praise and honor and worship for the Lord. You have to constantly speak this, not just over yourself, but even over your circumstances. Hey, Job, you're created by the Lord, so you better give praise to God. The way that you treat me, you need to bring worship to the Lord. Your relationships, you need to bring praise and worship to God. Your community, your city, your nation, everything, you need to constantly point at them and say, you're created by God, so you need to give praise to the Lord. It says that He issued His command and they came into being. When He spoke a word, when He released an order, when He released a decree, they came into existence. And it is the same voice, the same command, the same order, the same declarations that you and I can now echo, can now inherit and speak. See, when we are going through a difficult circumstances, we usually tend to ask God to really just, you know, please help me or do something for me. Or, you know, we try to put the thing back on God. But don't you know that God has given you the same authority, the same creative power, the same wisdom and the understanding? He has now given it to you. Jesus is the wisdom of God with which the whole of the universe was created. And that same wisdom is now available for you and for me. Now, when we open up our mouth and when we issue a command and when we release a decree, things that have never been seen in your life can come into existence. Now, we may have all kinds of lack. We may have a real issue at our hand. And yet, when we open our mouth and we issue a command as a representative of God on the earth, as a representative of the Father, as those that carry His image and His likeness, when we open our mouth and when we issue a command, it has to exist. It has to come into being out of nothing. In the same way that the whole world, the earth, the skies, the heavens, the earth, all the plants, all the planets in the solar system, all of them came into being when God declared so, when God spoke so. So will your life circumstances also begin to align up when you speak a command. Verse 6, it says that He set them in place forever and ever. His decree will never be revoked. This is what the Bible says, that once God has spoken, His decree can never be revoked. And He has made a decree over your life. He has made a declaration over your future. He has made a declaration over the prayers that you pray, the words that you speak. He has made a declaration that I am going to cause every word you speak, everything that comes out of your mouth to prosper. Everything that you do, I will cause it to prosper. Everywhere you invest your money, I will cause it to prosper. Every relationship that you say yes to, I will cause it to prosper. Everything that God has spoken about you, the Bible says that His decree will never be revoked. See, when people make a commitment to you, it can sometimes be null and void. They can withdraw from it. It can get revoked midway. It could be your boss who made that commitment to give you a promotion. It could be your husband who claimed and promised that he'll be there with you for the whole life. It could be the church or those pastors who promised that no matter what happens, we'll still love you. All of them may fail at some point or the other. All of them may revoke what they spoke to you. But there is one who has spoken something about you which can never be revoked. The Bible says that He set them in place forever and ever. Everything that God has set into place, you know, the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, everything, He set them into place by the power of His word, because He issued a command, because He made a decree. And because of that, because the word is eternal, because the word is eternally powerful, because the word is eternally impactful, the Bible says that the whole world, whatever He has set into place, it is there forever and ever. Till the time He doesn't withdraw His word, till the time He doesn't speak another word, that thing will remain in existence. Isn't that so glorious for us to understand today? That God is not going to withdraw His love for you. He's not going to withdraw His provisions over your life. He is not going to withdraw His care and His compassion over your life. Once He has said it, it is so for your entire life. And today it's up to us to make sure that we represent the same grace, the same character, the same heart that God has for His people by speaking gracious words, by speaking creative words, by speaking life-giving words. Thank you for tuning in today. May the Lord bless you. May the day ahead be one which is filled with life, one which is filled with grace, one which is filled with constant reflection of who God is in your own community. God bless you.
We hope that word bless you. Feel free to send us your thoughts and prayer requests, as well as your queries on pastorpriti.com. May you go wherever God's presence leads you today.